we just dive in with the new stuff, Ice Wars? It's sure. A new combat sport. Why don't you tell me about it?
Basically, the concept is each event we do is going to be built around a King of the Ring tournament. So for this event, you know, we're going to have an 8-man heavyweight King of the Ring tournament. And, you know, we do have a couple single bouts, just single, you know, pre-match bouts. And each fight is 2 1-minute rounds and has a 1-minute round, you know, 1-minute break in between, kind of like boxing. You know, there'll never be a draw. If after two rounds it's dubbed a draw by judges, it's going to go to an immediate 30-second icebreaker round, kind of like sudden death.
With what we know about, you know, concussions and stuff like that, you're going to have people chirping from the sidelines, you know, on social media and stuff. What kind of the plan, like the safety plan? I mean, obviously you guys are going to have doctors on site and stuff, I'm assuming, but like, what's the plan there?
Well, absolutely. And you're 100% right. And it's one of those things where, you know, like any combat sport, like boxing, MMA, any sort of combat sport, there's that inherent danger, unfortunately. But, I gotta tell you, buddy, it's, you know, and you're right. You know, I've had a lot of, you know, it's a very hot topic issue. We've gotten mixed reviews, obviously, but I'll be very honest with you. We are technically safer than a typical NHL fight. And I'm going to tell you why. First things first, you know, these guys, they're not bare knuckle, right? They're not bare fisted. They're going to be wearing 4-ounce MMA style gloves, which add a layer of protection, not to, you know, guys' heads, but also to guys punching, you know, their fists, their wrists, their forearms. There's regulations on, you know, tape and gauze that they have to do to protect their hands. And here's the thing. I mean, guys are going to have to do everything, you know, pre-fight, from blood testing to, you know, regular MD physicals. And, you know, before they even get on the plane, then there, you know, at the day of the weigh-in, you know, obviously there's pre-fight medicals. There's pre-fight medicals the day of the fight. There's post-fight medicals. You know, if for some reason a guy is knocked out or the referee stops a fight because of some dominance, you know, they're going to basically be suspended for 30 to 60 days from any other sort of combat sport. So it's a lot different, you know, in regular hockey, and I'm not knocking hockey. I love hockey, but you know, that's the other thing. These guys are bare fisted. You know, it's a lot of the heat of the moment type of stuff. So a lot of times, you know, you've got a guy 240 pounds against a guy 190 pounds, which wouldn't happen in our sport. Last I checked, I don't think these guys get blood tested or, you know, physicals every game, you know, before they go, you know, because the reality is, you know, if you and I are on separate teams, we have the opportunity to potentially, you know, go toe to toe with each other. I mean, I don't know if you've been medically tested with blood testing, this and that. And that's the other thing. I mean, concussion protocol, that's all great in the NHL, but you know, you and I both know, and I've been in the game, you know, I didn't play it, but I've been involved at certain levels that, you know, let's be honest. I mean, especially back in the day, but more so now, you know, concussion protocols, these guys go back on the ice a lot faster than they probably should with all these fancy protocols they have, you know, you know, one big hit or getting into another scrap. I mean, it could cause a lot of danger. So I would honestly say that we are a lot safer than an NHL fight. And I really believe that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it absolutely sounds like it, man. That's good to hear. And now, okay, the most important question for you, last one I've got for you. This is obviously, like, Ice Wars is huge, but there's going to be a 20-year reunion in a couple of years for the Danbury Trashers. What are the plans here? You know, you got to blow it out. It's got to be big.
Oh, well, you know, that's it's crazy to think that in 2 years, it'll be 20 years, which is absolute insanity. I'm starting to feel really old now, but you know, that's, you know, you bring up a good point. You know, that's a really good point. I don't know, but it's definitely something that we're going to have to figure out for sure. I mean, it's, you know, just the reception we've gotten from everyone has been so great. And we've been just so appreciative of, of everything. And no, but that's definitely something we're gonna have to figure out for sure.
When it comes around, man, throw me an invite. I've been combing eBay for a jersey, looking for it everywhere. I love what you guys did, man. It's so badass.
No, I really appreciate that, pal. And yeah, it was a wild time, definitely a different time. And you know, hopefully we could bring some of that trasher energy to Ice Wars. I know it's a different time and it's technically a different sport, but we're gonna have fun.